I know the notice sheet says I'm in Gawsworth, but that was last week's notice sheet as well. I was in Gawsworth last week. Glad to be here, back here today. And the reading we've just had from Acts 16 was really chosen for the 11 o'clock service, where there is an infant baptism, a little baby Ellen Williams, the daughter of Rhys and Sarah. The reading we're going to concentrate on is the first reading, Acts chapter 1. Page 122 in the New Testament section of the Bible if you want to come along. But first, I've got a challenge. You know, it's quite trendy these days to have top fives or top ten lists, isn't it? So here we are. If you were to list the top five Christian festivals in the year, what would they be? Or maybe simpler, the top five special days for Christians in the, you know, like Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Christmas Day. What else? Oh, maybe keep going and you can make up a top 10. And if you want to confer with your neighbor or somebody in front or behind you, do. I'll give you a minute or so. A top five or a top 10. Okay, let's leave it there, and may I ask, does Ascension Day get into your top five?
Yes.
That's heartening. Quite a few yeses. Or if it didn't get into your top five, did it get into your top 10? And if not, why not? Because Ascension Day, the day we celebrated on Thursday, if we noticed it, but we also celebrate today, because lots of Christians tend to miss it these days, is the event which kicks off the book of the Acts of the Apostles. That's where it starts. And when we say the Thanksgiving prayer in this communion service, we may have that one later on, we give thanks for Jesus and his glorious ascension. Not just his precious death and passion, but also his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. So maybe we should have put Ascension Day in our top five. Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Christmas Day, Pentecost. Then I reckon either Trinity or Ascension. It is such an important day, and I have three reasons from this reading as to why it is such an important day. Ascension Day is, first, the last day of Jesus' earthly ministry and the first day of Jesus' reign in glory. I think that's why the hymn was chosen, Jesus shall reign, for the start of the service. So in the book of Acts, chapter 1, it starts in the first book, Theophilus. I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, Ascension Day, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. Ascension Day. All of Jesus' earthly ministry culminated on Ascension Day. Everything he had done and taught had led to that day. And having prepared his followers for what would come next, he ascended to his place on the throne of heaven, winner of the spiritual battle with the evil one, overseeing from there the continued progress of the universe, ready to enact the long-awaited judgment and salvation on the last day. Ascension Day is a reminder of all those things. And we need reminders like that. It's a reminder because it is the last day of Jesus' earthly ministry and the first day of his reign in glory. That's where Jesus is now. He is on the throne of heaven. Ascension Day is the day he went there, and he is still there on the throne, and he will be there until the last day. Actually, if you needed a clue for that little challenge I gave at the beginning, I've only just realized this, you'd sort of look at the windows, wouldn't you, at the front, and you'd think, well, there are four of the days, the most important days of the Christian year. Is it Christmas Day on the left, then Good Friday, then Easter Sunday, then Pentecost? But there's only four windows, so where would you go for the fifth? Yeah, you'd go up there. The one behind you, which the choir and I can see. Up in the air, Jesus on the throne of heaven. Ascension Day, the last day of Jesus' earthly ministry, the first day of his reign in glory. And this helps us, because what if someone asks, where is Jesus now then? And our pietistic response might be, well, in here, he lives in my heart. And yes, that might be true, and in that it's a good way of saying we have Jesus' life within us, but it probably leaves people short-changed as an answer, and it can sound a bit like Jesus is our lucky charm, which we carry around, which turns him into something rather small. When an Ascension Day answer to the question, where is Jesus now then, would have to include the truth that Jesus is seated on the throne of heaven now, in charge of everything, past, present, and future, for each and every one of us. Jesus, risen, ascended, on the throne of heaven, a truth which can leave no one shortchanged. It's the big answer which presents Jesus as he is. And Ascension Day is the reminder. If we go on down this passage in Acts chapter 1, we see secondly that Ascension Day was also the signal for the last days, the final age when the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon all God's people. Now, Jesus had said this needed to happen at the Last Supper before his death. John 16, verse 5, Jesus had said, "Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." So Jesus needed to go in order that the Holy Spirit could be sent and poured upon all God's people. And Ascension Day is connected to Jesus, to the Spirit's pouring out, because Ascension Day is when Jesus went, as he said he would. That's what's said in Acts 1, verse 4. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father, the Spirit. "This," he said, "is what you have heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And again in verse 8, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, here, in all Judea and Samaria, there, and to the ends of the earth," everywhere. So once this had been made clear again, then Jesus was taken up in verse 9, when he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. So Ascension Day was the signal for the start of the last days, which would start when the Spirit was poured out upon all good God's people. That's the one we celebrate next Sunday. And no Ascension Day would mean no Pentecost. The last day of Jesus' earthly ministry signaled the last days. The last days in which we still live, in which Christians will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to spread Jesus' good news here, there, and everywhere. Ascension Day was the signal. Wait here, and you'll be part of it. So Ascension Day, thirdly, was a reminder of how Jesus will come again in the future. Verses 10 and 11. While Jesus was going and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." So we're not to dwell on Ascension Day for that long. We're to join the task of the last days, witnessing here, there, and everywhere. And we are able to know that Jesus will return again. He will come back at the end of this age. And how he will come back is what we're told here. He'll come in the same way as you saw him go, in the clouds. Which is a way of saying that Jesus' second coming will be seen by everyone. If a plane flies across the sky, who sees it? Everyone. If a plane flies over a football stadium with one of those messages hanging off the back of it, who sees it? Everyone in the football ground. When Jesus came the first time, it was quiet and subtle, and only a few saw it. Shepherds, wise men, wondrous parents. When Jesus comes again, it will be different. Everyone will see. Like he will come in the clouds. Ascension Day reminds us of that. It's the reminder of how Jesus will come again. So these several things we need to be clear on. These things all associated with Jesus' ascension. And without Ascension Day, we might not be so clear. We need Ascension Day. We need Ascension Day because it was the last day of Jesus' earthly ministry and the first day of Jesus' reign in glory, which is how we know where Jesus is now. On the throne of heaven. We need Ascension Day because it was the signal for the last days, the final age when the Holy Spirit is poured out upon all God's people so that they may be his witnesses here, there, and everywhere, which is the age we live in now. We need Ascension Day because it is the reminder of how Jesus will come again. At the end of this age, we know where to look, to Jesus. We know we won't miss him. He'll be like in the clouds. We have every chance to get ready now. Ascension Day is important. For all these reasons around the description of what happened at Jesus' ascension. Let's pray that it will be important in our hearts and in our remembering. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for Ascension Day because we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your ascension and the implications of that for us and for all people. Please help us to ponder on them, that you may lodge them in our heart and enable them to flow from our lips for our benefit and for others, for your name's sake. Amen.